When the east wind blows up Helford River, the shining waters become troubled and disturbed, and the little waves beat angrily upon the sandy shores. The short seas break above the bar at ebb tide, and the waders fly inland to the mud flats, their wings skimming the surface and calling to one another as they go. Only the gulls remain, wheeling and crying above the foam, diving now and again in search of food, their grey feathers glistening with the salt spray. The fishermen of Cornwall. For hundreds of years, they've worked some of the richest fishing ground in the world. It's a way of life handed down through generations. Now, a sea change is coming. The biggest the industry has seen in 50 years. What's life really like living and working in the wild west of Britain? And what does the future hold for this fishing life? In the creeks and rivers of the foul estuary on Cornwall's south coast, an ancient way of life clings on. Under power of sail, these boats are fishing for oysters. These are the last stocks of native flat oysters to be fished in this way anywhere in the world.